This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, a six-pack of NFL questions. On your mark, get set, go.
All right, the Dolphins, guys, they've said this week they expect Tua Tagovailoa to come back and play again this season. It probably can't happen this year, but moving forward, should the NFL or the teams themselves require players who have suffered multiple concussions to wear the guardian cap when they return to play?
I don't think they can force the players to do it. I mean, I suppose they can do anything and just put it into law there, but I mean, they don't force them to wear mouth guards. They don't force them to wear cups. So I don't think they're going to try to force him to wear the guardian caps. However, it was great to see the safety for Buffalo wear it on Monday night. And did it look a little goofy? Sure, it looked a little goofy. But what didn't look goofy was that guy making plays all over the field and making a difference in that game. So hopefully it becomes more of the norm because it's going to help you out. All right, it's not going to hurt you. It's not cumbersome. It's not extra weight that's bogging you down. The players don't want to wear them because they look funny.
Concussion science is inexact. In my conversations with team doctors, it's really, really difficult for the medical world to wrap their head around this. We are obviously not qualified to answer this question. However, I will say this one thing. The National Football League and the NFLPA, you would think they'd be on the same page for this. They both want their players on the field. They both want their players healthy and being able to play. If putting a guardian cap on top of their helmets helps, they should both want this. How many people's unions go to battle for you to have a safe working condition? Oh, there's asbestos here. Ah, no, let's just go ahead and work anyway, right? You know, unions battle for safe working conditions. The NFLPA should be in favor of this if there's evidence that it could help.
So I've never really felt the NFL has cared about player safety as much as they claim to. But at this point, I'm not really sure the players care about their own safety themselves. You said, Gator, you know, they don't wear their mouth guards. You know, they don't wear, you know, cups. They agreed to more games. That causes more damage to your body because guess what? They get more money when they agreed to more games. Even in fighting, like UFC fighters, they're medically suspended with no contact for months because of, you know, concussions and things they've suffered during a fight with zero contact. In football, there's contact on every play. Can you force them to do this? I actually think you can because they force them to wear helmets, right, and shoulder pads and other things. Will they? I don't think they will. I do think if they cared, like you said, Doug, both sides, you should want this. This is just going to prolong your career and prolong your life after your career, which is more important if you ask me. I don't think it will happen, but I do think something they should bring up in the NFL meetings. All right, this week, the NFLPA released a statement saying that they have tried for years, guys, to remove the locker room interviews after practice, but the league has shown little willingness. Whose side are you on this?
I'm kind of on both sides here, and where the interview takes place is completely irrelevant. I mean, whether it's in the locker room or outside the locker room, it just doesn't matter. So if the NFLPA gets its way and basically keeps the media from going in the locker room, the give back should be all player interview requests should be granted. Players should be 100% have to attend. And if they've been requested to be interviewed, they can meet outside the locker room or an interview room or wherever. Accessibility to players is what drives fan interest. And I don't think they should be able to just say, well, you're not allowed in the locker room. We don't have to talk anymore. No, it's important to talk. So ban media from the locker room. Let it be a sanctuary. That's fine. But if a media member wants to talk to you, step outside the locker room and grant the interview.
Yeah, I think that's a simple way. You make the players available outside the locker room. You can honor requests for specific players to cover specific stories if that's what you're going to do. But you don't need to be in there while they're getting dressed. I understand that whole part of it. But also, I don't think the players should be available every day. Like, I don't think you should have access to Jared Goff every single day. I think maybe there's one day that you take, he sets aside and gets to speak with the media. And same thing for all the other players. They can set up what day works for them that they'll meet outside the locker room. But this is an easily solved problem.
Well, the players are only available for a certain amount of times during the week already. But like, I wouldn't call locker room access archaic, because the new norm is actually more access. Doug, you love it when players are mic'd up all the time, loves these shows now. They go behind the scenes and, you know, not just in the locker room, take the cameras to their house. I get both sides, to be honest with you, because there is a thing to being in the locker room, Doug. You get to build relationships with players. You get the scene set, what was going on, things like that. Now, the question is for me is, do you need that? Personally, do you want that as a fan? Okay, I only can speak for myself. I don't need it. I just want the games. I just want the competition. I want the result. I do understand there is advantages to the other stuff, but for the players, they don't get any privacy, no real downtime to gather their thoughts. I would prefer it outside the locker room, but that's for me because I don't need all that inside access. All right, whose trade will help their team even more? Cooper to the Bills or Davante Adams to the Jets?
I think it's Cooper to the Bills, and I think it's hands down. It's not even an issue. They needed a number one wide receiver, and they got him. We'll start to see their offense cook. Buffalo is a good football team that just got better. Davante Adams is going to a dumpster fire of a team, an organization that cannot protect their quarterback. If I were Aaron Rodgers, I would not have been screaming to get me Davante Adams. I would have been screaming to get me a left tackle or a guard, someone that's going to help me stay upright and give me the time to complete the passes. Because if you don't have time to complete the passes, it doesn't matter if you got Jerry Rice in his prime, it ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't think the Jets, I think they're fooling themselves thinking that this is going to make a massive difference. I'm Aaron Rodgers, on the field, off the field, I don't see this guy leading that team to anything. So I agree with you. I think it's Cooper to the Bills.
Yeah, Cooper to the Bills, make it 3-for-3 for me as well between the two. I think that the Bills, they lost Stephon Diggs in the offseason, of course. Keon Coleman is not ready yet. The other receivers they have are small receivers. Amari Cooper's a solid veteran with solid hands for the most part. I think he'll help Josh Allen in that offense. Davante Adams, the Jets helps Davante Adams more than helps the Jets. I mean, he wanted a quarterback that he loves. Rodgers loves Davante Adams. And I think the offense will be better with Davante Adams, but this is not the answer for them to, you know, ultimately make the Super Bowl winning. And that's their goal. And they need an offensive line. All right. Guys, will all four NFC North teams actually make the playoffs?
No.
Who's left out?
I'm gonna play this out. This is how it's going to work the rest of the season. Lions are going to sweep Minnesota. They're going to win both games against the Vikings. But not only will Minnesota the Lions lose to the Lions on Sunday, they're going to lose to the Rams on Thursday. They got the quick turnaround and a trip to the West Coast. But Minnesota's going to win the division. And it's because outside the division, Minnesota's schedule is so easy. They play three one-win teams and two win teams outside the division. Meanwhile, Chicago only has two baked-in wins the rest of the way, New England and Arizona. Everybody else, in fact, they actually have the toughest schedule the rest of the way based on opposing win percentage. So Chicago's going to miss out. Lions are going to sweep Minnesota. Minnesota's going to feast on teams outside the division. Minnesota wins the division. Lions finish second. Green Bay will also make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's three teams make it, one doesn't. Bears don't make it. Caleb Williams is making progress. He's been really good the last couple of weeks, but he's going to have some clunkers down the road too. And as Doug points out, the schedule game just doesn't suit them very well. But Bears fans, you can relax and rejoice a little bit of what's coming in the future because Caleb Williams is really good.
So this is like the old show on MTV, The Real World, all right? These four strangers have been living outside the house fine. They've been actually, you know, thriving, enjoying life. We're all doing great. Hey, guess what, guys? Now we're going to put you all in the same house and figure it out yourself, all right? And they haven't played each other. That's why their records are so good. I think the Bears and Vikings obviously have been a lot better than we all thought they would be before the season. But in the end, when things start getting real, not polite anymore, I think the Bears get left out. I think, you know, the cannibalism's going to happen, but I do believe in the Vikings at this point. They have got such off to such a good start. It'd be really hard for them not to make the playoffs, and I still like the Packers and Lions make the playoffs. So I think those are the three teams in. The Bears, unfortunately, you've been kicked out of the house. All right, Aiden Hutchinson currently leads the Lions in sacks with 7.5. By the end of the season, will he still lead the Lions in sacks? And if it's not him, who will it be?
He will not. It'll be Aleem McNeil. I think the presence of DJ Reader, who's really upped his game the last couple weeks, getting comfortable in there, he's going to make life miserable for defensive lines, which allows, or for offensive lines, which allows for Aleem McNeil to just flourish. He had 2 sacks last week. He's got, I think it's 2.5 on the season. So he's got to have 5.5 the rest of the way to beat the 7.5 mark. I like Aleem McNeil.
I hyped the guy big time. Turned out it looked like it was wrong. And now I'm ready to rekindle that hype and run the risk of being wrong twice. Levi Onwuzurike comes on and ends up leading this team in sacks with more than 7.5.
So the answer is yes, Aiden Hutchinson will lead the team in sacks by the end of the year. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. This is going to be a collective effort type thing. But if I do have to pick someone to lead the team in sacks, not Aiden Hutchinson at the end of the year, my answer is Hassan Reddick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You like that, Doug?
Yeah.
All right, last one, guys. I have a little fun with the last one as usual. The Lions, they just recently signed defensive end Isaiah Thomas off the Browns practice squad this week. That's right, Isaiah Thomas. Hey, do you know anyone with a famous name?
Okay, so this is funny. These aren't huge names. I do work with a guy who's named after a Detroit Lion.
Hi, Scotty.
The Lions had Scotty Anderson at wide receiver. And this isn't, again, a huge name, but the best man at my wedding was Jason Klein. But not the Jason
not
Klein
the
that played basketball at Michigan State. So those would be the two that come to mind.
Well, there's a couple more that we have in common. There's Mike Sullivan, who is the coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who also used to work here.
Yep.
And one of the first Fox Sports Detroit girls was Lauren Bacall, who had the name of famous actress Lauren Bacall. But for me personally, Mike Riley, a longtime friend of mine, who's not the coach of other football teams, but Mike Riley, I went to school with a guy named Rich Little, who was the impressionist, was always on the Carson show. Tony Allen, James Allen, Dan Brown, the author of Da Vinci Code, and then his brother Kevin Brown, who is not the former pitcher who signed a giant deal.
So off the top of my head, I couldn't think of anybody, but it reminded me of this story I had growing up. Me and my buddy were watching football one Sunday, and I believe it was the Vikings versus the Lions, just enjoying our Sunday afternoon, hoping for a Lions victory. Back in the day, people had landline phones, people, all right? And he had a landline phone and caller ID. Someone called during the game. He looked at the caller ID, and goes, "Oh my God, Ken, come here and take a look at this." I go, "What?" And the name was Randy Moss. Randy Moss was calling us from the Vikings game.
Wow.
No, he wasn't. It was actually one of his mom's friends, but his name was Randy Moss, and I thought it was funny.
And there you go. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha, four down around the league blitz thingy. And I want to follow up on that last question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take texts. Do you have a friend with a famous name or an acquaintance with a famous name? Somebody that you know has a famous name. Was it Michael Bolton? Why should I have to change my name?
Yeah.
He's the one who sucks.
He's the one who sucks. Office Space.
Well done, Doug.
Yeah. Good job, Doug. Why do you have to... grow your hair out. Nick Sirianni's the one that sucks, right, Doug?
Yeah and look, this is not an apt comparison.
You guys look like each other.
I mean, there's that. You can't deny it.
I'm going to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.